great song, Counting the Days. And the word, by the way, is FLIP, F-L-I-P, in Fund U2. You still have time to get in on that. It is 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. I'm Pierre Robert. We have the pleasure of the company of a great man, incredible singer and songwriter, and an incredible band that he is with and has been with all these years. In fact, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. Their name is Collective Soul. His name is Ed Roland. Their brand new album is called Blood, and it's wonderful to talk to you again, Ed. Good day.
Great to talk to you, Pierre, as always, my friend.
I'm so excited about this record. As I said, you've got a lot to celebrate. You've got a band with an anniversary. You've got a brother. Didn't Dean just have a baby?
He did. We're all growing up.
Boy or girl?
A girl.
And what's her name?
Her name is 11.
11?
Yes, as in the number, 11. You know Dean. You know how he rolls.
Spelling her, the poor girl is going to spell her name E-L-E-V-E-N. And what's your name, ma'am?
11.
No. I know you can count, but what's your name?
I know. Not what apartment you're in. What's your name?
Oh, my God.
She's a beautiful young thing. I mean, I'm so proud of Dean.
It's just great. It's a wonderful thing. But, I mean, again, the band, there's cause to celebrate. You know, you guys have what I call run the gauntlet. You know, you've survived those ups and downs, and there have been a number of both along the road of Collective Soul. And I think you're alive and well, and this is the 10th record. I think you have two live ones plus this, the 10th record. How do you feel about where the band is now?
Well, you know, we've had a couple of band member changes over the years, which I think is pretty common if you've been around for 25 years. But if I could go back in time and start the band over, it would be these guys. I mean, they're just, you know, of course, my brother being in the band and Will known forever, and then adding Jesse and Johnny into the mix, it's just been a blessing. It's just, I've just never felt more confident, you know, and they inspire me to write better songs, to be a better singer, to be a better frontman. It's just really, it's a lot of fun. I mean, that's hard to say after 25 years. You feel like we can't wait to do this again, you know.
That's
awesome feeling.
Now, you were telling me before we began that you have been off for a couple of months. And because this band tours so regularly, I'm wondering if, you know, the first month you're like, all right, I got to get off tour. I got to get home. Then you're home. Do you find, as many musicians do who tour a lot, that after a month, 5 weeks, maybe you start getting the itch to go back out again?
It probably takes about 5 days. I would say 5 hours, but I do like my wife. She's all right. So 5 days, she's ready for me to get out. So it yeah. Works both ways.
Don't you have some dates coming up? Oh, that's great. Well, the tour, I believe, is going to be named after the first song on the album. It's the Now's the Time tour.
Correct.
The closest it will get to us at this point in the tour schedule is over Memorial Day weekend. But it's really perfect for folks in the Philly area because everyone goes to the shore. You'll play in Atlantic City at Sound Waves at the Hard Rock Casino, and that'll be Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, May 25th. I think it begins in May and heads through Texas and Louisiana, and then fourth date, as I see it on this schedule anyway, is Atlantic City. And then again, you'll be near us when you play the Sands in Bethlehem, not too far from Philly, and that's Friday, June 7th.
Yeah.
And I'd like a Philly date, Ed, if we could.
We're going to get there, trust me.
I do trust you.
They're just starting to fill it out for us.
If you're just joining us, we have Ed Roland on the line. We've got a world premiere of the new album, at least one song from it at any rate to get to. But let's go back to the last record and my favorite song from it called A-Y-T-A. Are you the answer? It's 93.3 WMMR. It's Collective Soul in a Workforce Block. It's 93.3 WMMR in a Workforce Block of Collective Soul from the last record in 2015 called See What You Started by Continuing. That's my favorite song on it, A-Y-T-A, Are You the Answer? Wonderful tune. Our guest is Ed Roland on the telephone line with us. We've got a world premiere to get to from the new album. But about the album, you just have an ability that I think a lot of songwriters would envy because every single record has got great songs on it. And
oh, thank you.
It's just, but it's a real gift. I don't know if you interpret it that way or not, but in terms of this album, when did the songs start coming and when did you guys start recording them?
2 years ago, and the concept was we wanted to a double album. I grew up in the era of, you know, the White Album, Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Grand Theft Comes Alive. And it was just as a kid growing up, one day I thought, I want to do a double album. So we did the first recordings about 2 years ago at the house, and we loved it. We thought we were going to do one that was more orchestrated, one record, and then the other record would be more of the rock. And then we went to a studio called The Barbershop, not far from y'all, and we recorded 10 more, and that was last year. And we did that in like 10 days. The management's like, you're not releasing a double record. That makes no sense in today's world. And I was like, we released the second half of it first. And the first half we'll release next year, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense. So this is the more polished version, and then the more kind of raw version recorded at your house in your home studio will be the second part of this record. Is that right?
Yeah, more of the Beatles-y type orchestrated stuff will be the second one. That's the one band nobody argues with. It's usually the classic bands, the Beatles, Stones, Zeppelin. What was fun about it was actually having so many songs to choose and making the record, you know. I think there were three from the first recording that made it to this recording. Three of the new ones will be on the next. I know this is getting confusing, but
no, I think I'm following.
Recorded two different times, so. But this one's rocking, I think, a little bit.
Oh, my God. I mean, you were kind enough to let me hear it in advance. There are 10 songs on it, and it right from the get-go, Now's the Time is the first song. And it just keeps, you know, it just goes song to song to song. You and I are both fans of the album concept of not just downloading a single, but getting
correct.
The whole record, vinyl or CD. You know, it's the artwork, it's the story, it's the pacing and the selection of the songs and the placement of the songs from beginning to end. But, I mean, it just goes right through. There's some new textures that you hear, and yet you hear that same collective soul sound. I just think you've nailed it.
Oh, thank you so much. And once again, I go back to, I think we did too. And once again, going back to drums right there and then us horseshoeing around the drummer and amps in the closet, amps wherever, you know, and just getting that basic feel. There's, there's one song, Them Blues is really a live take, except for me redoing the vocals, you know, so I didn't have guitars all in the mic.
It's a great song.
It's just a fun atmosphere. And like I said, everybody's getting along great. Everybody's just gelling, for lack of a better term. That was a low blow. But
did you have a producer?
Mm-hmm.
You were the producer.
I produced it, yeah.
That's cool. Obviously, you wrote the song, so it makes sense. But when you write them, do you have the vision of how they're going to sound in the end? Because I don't know if you write just with an acoustic guitar or if you sit around and fiddle with the electric or, you know, piano or whatever it might be.
I do all of the above, and yeah, I do kind of hear where it's going. And sometimes it's hard to explain to the guys when I present it to them. One example is the song December was the only one where I don't want to say got an argument. I was like, no, this song's going to work, but I can't play. There's five other things going on. You got to trust me on this because, you know, I sat down and played four chords for 4 minutes, the same chords over and over. And they're like, this is the most boring song we've ever heard. We're not doing this. So I had to kind of put the producer hat on and go, all right, hold on, just hear me out, guys.
Well, I'm glad they did, and it certainly worked, Ed. I've got a version of that song you played for us back in 2004 from the vaults of the MM Archives. We'll play that and come back, and if you can hang on for a minute, chat with us. And then we'll debut the brand new song from the upcoming album Blood from Collective Soul. But first, December on MMR. From the vaults of the MM Archives, September 28th, 2004, when Collective Soul came by to play in our studios, Ed Roland is our guest on MMR. So the first single, I believe, is going to be Right as Rain. It's the fourth song on the CD. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I think I had that title floating around for a while because my grandmother growing up used to threaten to spank me all the time, and she said, I'll do it right as rain. So it was just always, I don't know, she was a sweet woman, and trust me, I probably needed the spankings. I just love that phrase, and lyrically, it's you know, just every day is a great day, and hopefully tomorrow will come right as rain.
Yeah, that's part of the lyrics, in fact. Still, I pray that tomorrow will be right as rain.
That's it.
Does that reference, you know, rough times in the past, but looking forward in a more positive way?
I think it's just, once again, searching for everything and anything in life and accepting what you got and move forward.
That's perfect. When will the full album come out, Ed? Because I believe the single comes out tomorrow, Right as Rain.
Correct.
But
June 21st.
And the album is called Blood.
And Blood.
The artwork on the front has it seems like it's an outline of a woman, but it's not a picture per se, right?
Well, it's actually a picture through a shower door of a pregnant woman.
Okay.
And it's you know, with the word blood and my brother being in the band and us being best pals, it's almost tribal how we are, if that makes sense. It's funny when we're even off tour, we call each other every day. You would think we wouldn't want to talk to each other or be around each other. But once again, I think that's one of the reasons for us surviving all these years.
That's marvelous. Well, I'm really thrilled with this record. It's called Blood, June 21st.
And I got to tell you, Pierre, thank you so much for the liner notes. People don't know that. They're going to be surprised.
You were kind enough to ask me to write the liner notes, and I was quite blown away by that. I hope they're acceptable to you.
Oh, they were awesome.
It's hard to come up with words to pay tribute to. I have such respect for what you've done. For any band to say it's our 25th anniversary, people don't know what a difficult task that is. You know, even if you're having nothing but success, and you've had your share of success, but you've had some low times as well. What I just love is that you carry on. You know, you just keep running. All right, pick ourselves up. Let's go.
Tomorrow, bright as rain. I hope it comes.
It's perfect. The album will be out June 21st. The single, Right as Rain, will be out tomorrow. But you guys let us have it right now.
Attaboy.
It's 93.3 WMMR. This is Right as Rain.
Can't see past lovers through the tears.
There you have it, a world premiere. The rest of the country gets it tomorrow. And the world, we have it today. The first song from Blood, the brand new album from Collective Soul. It's called Right as Rain. Ed Roland of Collective Soul, thank you so much for letting us have that first and for being with us.
Thank you so much, as always, dear. Can't wait to see you. Hey, we're gonna play acoustic for you, aren't we, in Atlantic City?
Yeah, we broadcast on Friday of Memorial Day weekend down there every year to kick off the summer season for folks going to the shore for Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th, at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City at the Sound Waves Club in there. So having you guys come by, or at least you and Jesse, to play some songs acoustic for us on the boardwalk, that would be great.
Yeah, I think that's what they told us. It'd just be me and Jesse, just get up there and jam a little bit. That's cool. Thank you so much, as always, buddy.
All right, you take care.
Look forward to seeing you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.